Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Yud Tes, and we are on Kuf Yud Ches Mabei, second to last line, as we continue discussing Benos Tzlaf Chad, as who came up in Parshas Pinchas and Parshas Masei, and they came up in the Mishnah on Kuf Tez Zayin Mabez. Benos Tzlaf Chad, they took the three Chalakim and the Nachla, the Chalak of their father in with Yotzei Mitzrayim, the Chalak of their brothers in Nichsei Chefer, their father's brothers, and the double portion of Bechor Notel Shnei Chalakim. So the Gemara says now, Amalei Rav Papa La Abaya. Rav Papa says to Abaya, Rav Papa asked six questions to Abaya on this daf. This is the last one. Rav Papa asked Abaya, Kra Maika Chashev, what exactly, how do we understand the pasuk that says, a couple of lines ago, that Menashe, Chevle Menashe were 10? So Maika Chashev, how do you get 10? So Itfalim Chashev, if you're counting the lower level families, the many different families that it was split up in, Kachashiv Tuvahave. So then there's even more than 10, if you're counting all the different families in Shevet Menashe. Ibati Avos Kachashiv, if you're just counting the main family lines, so you have to going up, coming out from Menashe, so then Shisahave, this should be only 6, it shouldn't be 10, it should be more than 10 or less than 10. Where do you get the number 10 from? Right, if you look at the last line of the Rashbam, right, that was the Benos Slavchad ben Chefer. So if you count the Bati Avos, they all should be included in Chefer. Kichol ben Chefer. They give it the Chachash beis Av shel Chefer. So why do you count all the Benos Slavchad if you already counted Chefer? And if you count all of them, there should be much more than 10. So Gemara says, you're right, La'olam bati avos kachashiv. Really, you're only counting bati avos, so it should have been less, should have been 6, shouldn't have been 10. You shouldn't have counted each of the benot slavchad. But we do it, the Torah does it, v'hakamash v'lan, the benot slavchad, not tul chelek b'chora. But the chiddush that the pasuk is telling us is that they each, even though they are in chefer, but the chiddush is that they still got a portion of the Bechora, as we said earlier, Alma Eretz Yisrael Mochzeh Kasih, right? One of the three Chidushim that the Mishnah teaches us. This was the Gemara that the Rashbam was referring to, that Eretz Yisrael is already considered Mochzeketz, is already from the time of Avram Avinu, as we had the Gemara earlier on Daf Kuf, and we had the other Psukim discussed, Lazarach Etznana, in a certain sense, it was already Muchzak, right? We had the big discussion of Reb Chaim from Simon Reish Sadi Aleph about exactly what does that mean, that it's Muchzekes. It was Muchzak and it wasn't Muchzak. It was Muchzak, we spoke about Mikra Bikurim versus Vidi Meiser and Nashim versus Gerim, right? There was something that happened originally, and there was something that happened when Bnei Yisrael went in with the Urmetumim and with the Kohen Gadol. But there was some type of muchzakis beforehand, even in a halachic sense, and that's what the chiddush is by telling us that there were asara, chevle chamisha asara, that they were muchzak already in the land, and Eretz Yisrael muchzakasi. Good. We spoke again, as we just mentioned, about the halachic elements of that, but the Rav Soloveitchik discusses also, somewhat related, in Al Hatshuva, he talks about two types of concepts. There's a concept of tzibur, and there's a concept of shutfin. Right, different concepts. There's something called the carbon seymour. The carbon tumid every day is a carbon seymour. It's brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. There's also a carbon ashutfin. 6 people could get together and bring a carbon. They are partners in the carbon. Those two concepts are very different. Seymour doesn't mean all of Klal Yisrael as partners. Why? Because when it's partners, for example, by a carbon, each individual partner retains his own entity, his own individuality. They're grouped together, but each one doesn't lose their own who they are. But by tzibur, it's one idea. It's one unit. It's not individuals anymore that are grouped together. It's a unit, yachid and tzibur. They're both one unit. One's one individual, one is one composite, but the parts are lost in looking at the sum. You have that in the world of karbanos. That's what Rav Soloveitchik talks about in the context of the Seir HaMishtaleach and the karbanos of Yom HaKippurim. Kamer Tzibur Ein Lo Ela, this is in page 74 in Al HaTshuva. Karban Tzibur Ein Lo Ela Bailam Echad. Mamash Kamo Karban Yachid. Right, it's just like a carbon yachid. Carbon tzibur is one bialim. Umiyim a bialim hatzibur kla Yisrael. She'enu al pidin hasach hakolel hatziruf ha'arithmeti. It's not the arithmetic sum. Shal kach l'kach yechidim. Ela ishiyut yichudit atzmit. Mein chativa b'fnei atzma. Knesset Yisrael. Right, it's one unit. Klal Yisrael, right? And he says, "Nikach dugma achash, afi kriya betos carbon sibur, carbon Pesach, lamita shadavar inu el carbon yachid." But he's called the carbon sibur v'chulu. He pirish shadavar kila kol yehudi chelik b'shutfis al bailus. And then he quotes. I'm sorry. Now getting into our issue, dvar meila amurim lo rak b'nogei el carbon. This chilik of sibur versus yachid is not only related to carbonos elagam b'nogeia la eretz Yisrael muchzekes hi biyadina miavoseinu. The muchzakus of Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says right here, Kuf Yutes and Baba Basra. Hayim pirish adavar ki lekol Yehudi chelek b'shutfis al bailus l'Eretz Yisrael. Is it saying that every single Jew is a shutaf, and there's millions of shutfin on Eretz Yisrael? Lo! Eretz Yisrael eina shayeches lekol Yehudi v'Yehudi l'chud. Ela l'kla Yisrael ki chativa achas Yehudit v'atzmit. No. Eretz Yisrael muchzakes. It could be muchzak to each one of us, but only as part of the tzibur. Not that we are partners in the shutzif sense. But Chalukas Aris Ayde Yeshua Ben Nun, Hu Avru Zechuyos Bailim Min HaKlal Kulo L'Shvatim HaYechidim. Kinyin HaKlal Uavar Oz Ayde HaChaluka L'Ni Kinyin Prati. Once they split it up with the Urim Tumim at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun, then it was split up out of the Tzibur state that it was in to, let's say, you might call it the partner state until each Yachid got it. Aval kodem lechaluka v'gam achshav kasher chaluka sa'aris l'shvatim eina kayemes. Like today, we don't have the chaluka anymore. Hari zachus shel Yehudim l'Eretz Yisrael eina bailis ofi prati yichidi el hizchuso shel klal Yisrael. Altogether, li la'atzmi kiprat ein li kol tfiyos chus ala aretz. As an individual, I don't have any tfiyah. Zuchusi ha'ishit rovas mikach shani chelek mikneses Yisrael. V'chover ba, v'kivet sha'aretz shayechaz l'kneses Yisrael, ei shayechaz gam li. I'm zochet to it through Klal Yisrael. Hakinyin shel Yehudi be'eretz Yisrael eina cheskas yachid, ela cheskas haklal. That's what he talks about. Again, comparing karbanos, karban yachid, karban sibur, versus the kinyanim every Jew has. That is what he talks about here in Al HaTshuva. Then he gets into the Kaparas HaYach and the Kaparas HaSibur, and he's bedayik that even in the Lashonos of the Bracha of Yom Kippur, right? And also in Yalav Yavo, we say Zichroneinu, and we say Zichron Kalam Chabes Yisrael, a couple lines later. So what's the difference between that? Zichroneinu and Zichron Kalam Chabes Yisrael. Zichroneinu, is the individual, right? Zichroneinu. All of us together as Yechidim that stand together in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we're like Shutfin. But then, Zichron Kalam Chabes Yisrael, it's the Klal. It's remembering the Klal. We also say that in the Bracha, I forgot the exact Lashon, of Mocha V'Soleach Lavoseinu V'Lavonos Kalam Chabes Yisrael Melech HaKal Aretz, right? So there, again, also we see the double Lashon there. It's also highlighted in the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma in Parshas Dvarim discusses on the Haftorah of Parshas Dvarim Shabbos Chazon, where he talks about it, Yishayahu Navi is blasting Klal Yisrael, Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from all of the difficult activities that we were in, but he specifically picks on, as we know, often it's picked on, karbanos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in your karbanos. After all, you're bringing them and you're stealing and you think it's a good thing. I'm not interested in your karbanos if you don't bring them with the proper, in the proper context. So on that Haftorah says the Meshech Chachma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, in the beginning of Yeshayo, Lo tosifu havi minchas shav ktores to'evahili. Stop bringing me minchas shav ktores to'evahili. I'm not interested in your mincha or your ktores. Why dafka are those two picked? Ask the Meshech Chachma in Yeshayo Perek Aleph, out of all the other karbanos. Explains the Meshech Chachma, those two more than any other symbolize achdus, symbolize the fact that we have to act together as a unit. Hare, so says the Ktores, that's famous, krisus stafav, the chelbana, right, even though the chelbana is foul-smelling, if we put it with the rest of the Jewish people, so it becomes unified and it smells good. Ha'inyan, debasar le-razal b'krisus, kol tainas shein baba poshi Yisrael, eina tainas, shari chelbana rechara, umana ha'kasev im samamani Ktores. Hare, says the Meshech Chachma, the davar hapachos ba'atzmiyuso, even if something has individual faults, because those, kishu misarev ba'aguda klalis, hu misbaseim, hu mo'il lohotzi reach nichoach minasamonim acherim. You come together, then it's beautiful. That's the Ktores, symbolizing Achtos. Kena davar hazet, v'chului continues. Let me just find the next one. Vehine, and then he quotes, what about the carbon mincha? A carbon mincha, you cannot bring bashutfin. Three people can't get together to bring a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha can either be brought by yachid or sibur. Shtei lechem was a carbon mincha. Lechem apanim was a carbon mincha. Right, all of those. Even the chavite kohen gadol, was Yachid, but as a representative of all of Klal Yisrael. Mincha in a kreva b'shutfin, rak b'yachid, ubit sibur ba'a mincha. Lefishat sibur hu b'klal yuso, kimo yachid, shehu ish echad. V'kol echad mo'il l'chaveiro, kimo shekol eiver mo'il l'chaveiro. U'kayotze bazeh, explains the Meshech Chachma. And that is why, v'lachain, kiva shefsidu ma'ilos ha'achdus, since we had sinas chinam, since we weren't behaving, Yishayah was the first base of Mikdash, but we were all still fighting, and he could be alluding to the second one too. V'kol echad ratzal l'vlo l'chaveiro, v'avikitzine ston v'amora, v'imkein kol echad nivdal b'fnei atzmo. V'imkein, lo sasifu havi minchas shav, I'm not interested in your mincha, which symbolizes unity, tzibur and yachid, it can't be b'shutfis. V'chein k'tores, shekol echad mispasei me That's what Rav Salvechik also says about this Gemara of Eretz Yisrael Muchzekesi. It was Muchzekes as a tzibur, not as a group of Yechidim. That was later. That was later. The first stage, though, when Avraham Avinu got it, it was Muchzekes as a group. I saw in the Chashuke Chemed, he had a discussion, a shayla, Reuven hamitkonein labias haMashiach, umetzapa lo b'chol yom sheyavo. Reuven can't wait for Mashiach. Like we all shouldn't be able to wait for Mashiach. Arba l'Hashem, he says to Shimon that lives in Dalad Amos michelkecha be'eretz Yisrael. There's a chazal that kept you for Amos. So this person in Galus, this Shimon, you know, maybe is not as focused on Sivisli Yeshua. He says, fine, I'll take 1,000 shekel now, and that would be I'll take it. El of Zeus, whatever. Shimon his skin mekibol to be a mecha. This or a sheila ha'ima mecha kazechal. Ki ka'es ha'karka ena b'shuso shal Shimon ha'mocher. Shimon doesn't have it. U'beprat imizbaro shal chalko shal ha'mocher nimso ka'es b'shlitas nachrim. What if it's an area of Eretz Yisrael that we don't control? V'avi kadavar shal ba'la olam. V'yal kapanem ena b'shuso. V'ine l'chora she'latinu hi hochzal m'shicha. L'chora, what difference does it make? The answer is no. Nav kamina b'zvan azif. The mecha's not chal. Could he get his money back? And, you know, because he had the other lamaisa possibilities. So the first source he starts is Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes. Right, our Gemara. It's Muchzekes in a certain sense, right, even though it's Zayin Amamim, but we have it. So it's called Gezela from the other nations. But is that really true? Do we say it's Muchzekes in that sense for every single Jew? So again, that's based, according to what we just said, according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's not, he can't, he's part of the Tzibur, but he doesn't have the individuality in terms of the Bailus. Right, so we did have it. Originally, it was the Tzibur. Then once Yeshua went in and split it up, then it was called Yachid V'Yachid. But when all the Shvatim were sent into Galus, and now we don't know who belongs where and what Shevet, so it probably goes back to the Tzibur element again. Not Yachid. Not in terms of conceptually, but at least practically, it's Tzibur and not Yachid, and therefore maybe that wouldn't be a Shaila either. Okay, third line. Amar Mar. So now we get back to the Brice that was focused on 2 days ago. The Brice said on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez, speaking about the Meraglim, Yeshua and Kalev got their chelek. The Mislonanim and Adas Korach, they didn't get a chelek. The Mislonanim and Adas Korach, right, their grandchildren, their children maybe got from their grandfather, but they themselves didn't have a chelek. So we're quoting that. So Gemara says, "Vatanya b'schus atzvan." Don't we have a brisa that says they got it in their own schus? So lo kasha kan kamanda amar liotzi mitzrayim kan hadamanda amar loboy haaretz. Depends. That was the machlokas we had 2 days ago, right? If they say the mislonanim, so that's liotzi mitzrayim, and if they lose it, but if it's those loboy haaretz, so then they would get it. And we spoke about the ben yoyada a couple of days ago, what the symbolism of that machlokas was. Or they both by brightes arim hadalohave ben esrim. Right? Were they 20 years old when they went? Period. Next, Vishaya Bachar notal shnei chalakim, and that a bachar gets two chalakim. Right? That was also in benos slavchad. That was the third chalak that they received. That they get a double portion because their father was the bachar. So we already know the final answer to this question. But now the Gemara is going to ask it anyway until we get to the final answer. V'yamai ra'uyhu v'ena b'char noto b'roi kibam b'chsak. Why did the Bnei Slavchad take a double portion? Because they were in place of their father Slavchad. He did not have Eretz Yisrael yet. Right? It was only ra'uy. B'char does not take ra'uy like he takes b'chsak. Amar v'yud amar shmua. Maybe he's talking about not the actual land, but the parts of the properties that he had. What properties do people have in the desert? So, each had a tent. Right? They at least, we know they at least had a tent. That's where they had to sleep in. So the pegs of the tent, that's what it means, that they got a double portion in the metaltalin that their father had already. So it was mokslak, it wasn't roy. Look at the last medium line in the Rashbam. B'yaseidos ahalim klomar. B'metaltalin shahaya lehem b'midbar. Kigon yaseidos shetoken b'hen aleyem. The pegs that you attach the holes, the tents to the ground. V'shar metaltalin shemukzaken b'hen. Ulahach yinaka yaseidos ahalim devadai. Lukulon hayu ahalim. That's one thing we know everybody had. V'ein adam b'midbar below ohel. Nobody's in the desert without a tent. So you at least have the tent. Avo b'nachlas eretz Yisrael lo natal chelek b'chora. At this point, we think that the third portion, which the Mishnah talks about, is not really, doesn't mean the portion in Eretz Yisrael. Right? The first two meant that. The third one just means the metaltalin that they had at that time. There is another Girsa quoted in the Rishonim. Why do you have to say Yisedos Ahalim? Just say Ahalim. Right? Ahalus. Right? Why do you have to have the pegs that hold down the tents? Just say the tents themselves. Right? That's what the Rashba here discusses. The Rashba suggests, maybe it says Yisedos Ahalim, is this telling me a chiddush about mechuber lekarka? Is that what we're learning here? He quotes the Rashbam. Talahachi nakid yisedus ahalim mishum de lekulam ayisedus ahalim bein adam b'midra b'lo ohel. Rabbeinu Chananel zal pireish da agav grora kamash malon di yisedus ahalim ki metaltalin damu. Maybe that's why he's telling us. It's teaching me that it's like metaltalin. Talo tema kiva de mechuber and bekarka ki karka dami. That's the Rashba quoting Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rashba says v'lo yadati me'an shemanu zeh. I don't know why you're forced to say that. How does this prove that you say those are metaltalin? The imtim salomar de kekarka damu, even if you want to say it's kekarka, gam heima you know those, chedek b'chorba heim shari muchzakim heim. We're talking about roy versus muchzak here. We're not talking about karka versus metaltalin. You could be muchzak in karka, you could be roy on metaltalin. The two are not connected to each other. So the Rashba just wonders why Rabbeinu Chananel proves from this Gemara, oh, the Gemara says you say those all him to prove to me that you would say that they're like metaltalin. Because if it was actual ohel, or something that's really karka, not ohel, but karka, you wouldn't be able to say it. So the Rashba is just bothered why that has to come up here, right? Even if it was actual karka. We're just trying to, he wasn't muchzak in a piece of the land of the desert. They weren't muchzak in that. We're just trying to find something that they're muchzak in the desert, and that's why we pick the metaltalin there. That's a little discussion. Some gersos or some rishonim have actual ahalim, ahalos, not just the yaseidos. Okay, but either way, that's not the maskana. Masav Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Benos Lafkanatu Dar Chalakim. No, the Brisa says that they took four portions of the land. Shenemar vayiplu chavli menashe asara, right? Plus the Benos Lafkan. She can't say he's talking about the pegs. Ella amaraba eretz yisrael muchzekasi. Okay, so now we get to that maskana. This is the discussion of it. Period. Meisve, a couple of interesting inyanim coming up. Meisve be'ezus Hashem. Amar Rabbi Chidka, famous for his four suudos on Shabbos, but he also said other things in Shas. Amar Rabbi Chidka, Shimon Hashikmoni hayali chaver mitamidi Rabbi Akiva. Shimon Hashikmoni was my friend. We were in Rabbi Akiva's classroom. And he used to say the following, Yodeya haya Moshe Rabbeinu, b'nos Slavchad Yarsho Sein. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that b'nos Slavchad were supposed to get Yerusha, even though they came to him. And he says, oh, I'm not sure, let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, he knew that they were supposed to be Yoresh. Aval lo haya Yodeya im notlos chelek b'chore im lav. His only shaila was this last chelek. He didn't know whether they were considered muchzakus. Their father was muchzak in it. So that's why he had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that he didn't know whether they would get Yerusha that a bas gets b'makam ben, but he just wasn't sure about the bechor element of it. How did he know this? Before we'll stop for a minute or two. How did he already know the ideas of Yerusha? So says the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, on the fourth to last line, Yodei Sheyarsho Sein, number one, Kimo ben, Shaharei Dinim Nitztavu B'mara. They already had dinim and mara, as we know. A few of the areas of halacha they received in mara. One was dinim, kid amrina and bisanhedrin, u kidechsiv sham sam lo choku mishpat, u maisid monoslav chadbar vosmoav, besofim hem shana. So number one, from dinim. Right? Dinim were given in mara, kibar avayim, and a couple of the others. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu knew it already. He just didn't know this detail. So that's why he had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll get back to that. Va'od, but number two, Rashbam says, tikalameh lavi parshas yamin, yibum. He already knew from Yibum. Why? Because he knows from Yibum that son and daughter are equal. Shabbas keben kiddich sevu meisach anayim. Moshe Rabbeinu got all the mitzvahs that are Sinai. Right, that's a discussion in the Rishonim in Sefer Dvarim. What all the mitzvahs that appear in Sefer Dvarim that don't appear earlier in the Torah, right? Is that because Moshe didn't get it? Yeah, no. We assume Moshe got all the mitzvahs that are Sinai. Tarik mitzvahs never all the Moshe Sinai. He might not have given it over to Klal Yisrael yet. Maybe he did, and the Torah just records it. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the parsha of Yibum, son and daughter are equal. So too the parsha of Nachala, right? 2 days in the Rashbam. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that Bnos Slavchad were Yerush Hosein? It's interesting that Dinim are, he says, well, the first day, Dinim are included. Is that taking a stand on how he views the mitzvah of Dinim? Does that Dinim mean the Sheva Mitzvah's Dinim? Or is that added? Right, Dinim were earlier. Right, Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So what about this Dinim? So we're not exactly sure what's included in this Dinim. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about it a little bit, but maybe it relates to the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, about what Dinim is in Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. It might work the opposite way. The Rambam says, what is Dinim in the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach? Dinim means setting up a court system to judge the other six mitzvos. That's the Rambam Shita of Dinim. And that's why the Rambam says, that's why Danshe Shechem Rochayiv Misa, the Rambam writes that in Hilchos Malachim. But if the Ramban in Vayishlach is very upset, he says, that's not what Dinim is. That's too limited of an approach. Dinim is, says the Ramban, setting up a just, functioning society. So I was looking for Yerusha on this list. It's not there. Geneva, Ona, Oshek, Scharsachir, Shomrim, Ones, Befate, Avos Nezikin, Chova Bechavero, Malve Velove, Mechachum Emkar. Kenyan Dinim Shinisavel Yisrael, it's to set up a just court system, how to deal with societal monetary law, generally. That's the Ramban. That's Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So what about here? So then they come to Mara. So does that fit better for the Rambam? Because according to the Ramban, they already have all these Dinim. But the Rambam is very limited. But it's unclear. Yerusha is not on the list anyway. But the Rashbam says Yerusha is part of Dinim, at least in Mara. Unclear whether that would be related to the general machlokas of what dinim they had already. Good. The Mara also, we can't not mention Mara and not mention the following. We know the Gemara Baba Kama tells us at the end of Perek Merubah that when they were in Mara, they were thirsty for water. Right, with a bitter water, that's why it's called Mara. And when they went 3 days, and they didn't find any water. The Gemara Darshan's from there, Darshi Rishumos Omrim, that Ein Mayim Ela Torah, they were thirsty for Torah in Mara, and that is why Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, that every 3 days they should hear Kriyas HaTorah. There shouldn't be a 3 days in a row that goes by without a Jew hearing Torah. And then Ezra HaSofer added on to that. Moshe Rabbeinu did one level, and Ezra did the other levels. Ask Rav Soloveitchik again in a Yardside Shir, which we'll get back to this, especially in the Yardside Shir a little bit later. What were they thirsty for? Where was Mara? Mara was right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They didn't even have Kabbalah Satorah yet. So what were they thirsty for? I don't understand. What was that? They were thirsty for Torah. In Mayim Ela Torah, Chazal Darshan. But they didn't have the Torah yet. So how could they be thirsty? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, you're right. They weren't thirsty because of the chiyuv mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That is not what made them thirsty. They were thirsty because of the inherent connection that every Jew has with Talmud Torah. That is what is explained in one of the Yartzei Shurim called Takanas Moshe. Ki lo ad'agav l'bitul kiyuv mitzvahs Talmud Torah. He should garmer l'takanas kriyas haTorah b'shini v'chamishi u'b'shabes. Kalo terem hayu mechuyavim b'talmud Torah. Kiyum haleus. It's the weariness of not being connected to Torah. They needed that deep connection to Talmud Torah. Where did this come from? Maybe he said just later on, as other Acharnim do, it comes from the womb, comes from the fact that we learn Kala Torah in utero, as the Gemara Nida says, that creates a deep eternal connection of every Jew with Torah, and that is why, even before they got the Torah, they were thirsty. That's what happened in Mara. Good. There is one final point, and then we will continue. Actually, we'll say the Vilna Gaon first. The Gra, the Margolius Hashas in Sanhedrin on Daf Ches, quotes this Gra. Right, this is one of the halachos that we know Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't know. Right, Vayakrev is Mishpatan. So now the Gemara said, really, he knew Yerusha and that a daughter gets, but he didn't know that whether they were Bechor or not. The Gra quotes that the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Beis, says that Mansapach, Sofin Amram. Mansapach, right, those letters, the Mem Sofit letters, the Gemara says, there was some type of forgetting in the Mesorah, and we had to be Machzer them. The Gemara says, Shachem V'chazur V'yistam. That's Mansapach. Says the Gra, the Margalos Yam says, Yadua B'Shem Agra. So, I don't know if it's so Yadua, but we're going to try to make it Yadua. The letters Mansapach stand for those five halachos that Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mansapach, Mem is Mekoshesh, Nun is Nokev Shem Hashem, the blasphemer, the Megadev, Tzadi, Slavchad, but no Slavchad, Pei is Pesach Sheni, and Chaf is Cosby, right, by Pinchas. There he didn't ask. He says, no, okay, Pinchas, you do it. Right, so, Mansapach, Sofin. Those are the five of Nisalma, Mimenu, Halacha. And really, it's four, which are he has in a fifth one. In the Mansapach, those five letters, and those are the ones that he did not know and had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nebuchai quotes a Deya in Parshas Pinchas, different than what we're used to. Right, Yesha Pirshu, says Rabbi Nebuchai, Kivan shegalu b'noslavchad, gilu b'noslavchad b'ta'an oseyem, shlohayu avien me'ada sonav shel Moshe. Right, what did the b'noslavchad say? No, our father wasn't in Korach's taina. Right, he shouldn't have died then. But, he quotes a different day, not that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, but Moshe Rabbeinu was nervous. That once they said that, he wasn't in Korach against you, Moshe. Moshe was nervous that if he did something for these girls, it would look like, a little bit of nepotism, not really nepotism, just that bribery. Well, they just declared that their father wasn't against him in the Korach battle, so that's why he's going to do something good for them. Hayakarov kirv adas lamoshe vilu hayadonis dinan hayakilu notel shochad dvarim v'al kain chasach asov adiv lo rasal adunosam. That's why he didn't want to tell the bnos lavchad beferish, because he was nervous about the Maris Ayin issues. Rabbi Nebuchai quotes, I don't think that's true. Give it to another one of the judges. Sorry, Alafim, Vesari Meos. He wouldn't have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really, Hanachon v'ha'emes kedas chazal, shenis aleim mimenu hadin. V'lo yadu klau, u'mebnei she'enu din amok. He didn't know, and because it wasn't such a hard halacha, that's why Chazal dashen, it must be nis'alma mimenu halacha. It must have been on purpose somehow. V'mebnei she'enu din amok, aval humen apshutim v'atoli besvara. And he continues, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is Baki, because Sisri HaTorah, V'talomus Chachma, Heich Efshah Shalo Yoda, Adina Kalazeh, Ella, it must be from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Okay, so says these, that's the first, Shimon HaShikmoni. Shimon HaShikmoni says that Moshe Rabbeinu really knew the general laws of Yerusha. He knew that a daughter gets, but he just didn't know about the Bechor. And that's why he had to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continuing the Brisa, Aloha Yodeim Notoshe Bechor Imlav. Viru Yaisa Parsha Nachlos Likasiv Ayide Moshe. And really, the Parsha of Nachlos should have been written directly by Moshe Rabbeinu without being encouraged by and motivated by the Bnos Lavchad. Elosh Zachu Bnos Lavchad V'nichtval Yadan. But Bnos Lavchad were Zoche. Right, and it was written through them. Number one, there's a crucial comment of the Ritva. The Ritva here in Baba Basra writes, we'll read the next line and then we'll come back to that Ritva, because the next line has the another part that goes along with it. The Yodeh Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mekoshesh B'Misa, and Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Mekoshesh, the one who gathered on Shabbos, was Chayimisa. Shenemar Mechalaleh Mos Yumas. He knew Chilul Shabbos. Avlo Hayodeh Be'ezo Misa Hu Yamas. He just didn't know which Misa to give him. V'ru'u Yaisa Parshas Mekoshesh Shaitikasiv Ayde Moshe, and Mekoshesh, the Parsha Mekoshesh also should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ela Shenischaya Mekoshesh, but the Mekoshesh was Chayimisa, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu asked V'nechtaval Yam. And the parsha was written based on the fact that there was a Mekoshesh that was then Chayiv Misa. So what does this teach me? The fact that Moshe should have written it, but Bnos Lavchad were Zoche, and the Mekoshesh was not Zoche, was Nischayiv. La'amencha to teach me, Shemagalgal and Zechus al Yedei Zakai, V'chova al Yedei Chayiv. Right, you're Magalgal, you roll a Zechus on a Zoche, right, Bnos Lavchad were the Zakai, and therefore they were Zoche, and V'chova al Yedei Chayiv, and the Mekoshesh was Chayiv, and that's why he And that's why it was written by him. So we didn't get to the question yet. It was all one big brisa. So well, let's just read the question and then we'll come back. And if we know that Eretz Yisrael muchzekes, and that's why the Bnei Slavchan got the Nachla, Micah Mustafkalei. So why was Moshe Rabbeinu Masubik about this? The answer was, we know, because that was the answer. But really, Moshe Rabbeinu himself was Mesupak. He gufa kamistafkalei. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesupak. Dichsiv. Because as the Pasuk says, and we already alluded to this, earlier, I think from one of the Achronim. V'nasati osalachem mo rasha ani Hashem. It says mo rasha. So how do you understand that? Yerusha hi lachem me avoseichem. Is it Yerusha? And they're gonna get it themselves. O dilma shem morishin ve'inan yarshim. Or they are morishin and they're not yarshin. Right, is it like they're muhsak, or it's just telling me that they're Mauritian? Upashtu le travayu, Yerusha lachem yavoseichem, Mauritia vedon yarshin. They're gonna get it, but they're not gonna make it into the midbar. Right, and that's why it says it like that. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about all these, because we're in the middle of a sentence. V'hainu d'chsiv, and this is also what's meant by Klal Yisrael. This is different than what Rashi quotes ala Torah. The Marsha here points that out. Rashi ala Torah says, Tvi'emo is Moshe Rabbeinu singing, and he's saying that they will go in. It's alluding to the fact that he won't go into Eretz Yisrael, only the rest of Klal Yisrael would. But our Gemara is saying that it's all of Klal Yisrael singing it, but also saying they, alluding to the fact that they were going to die in the desert. Hashem will plant them, bring them and plant them on Har Nachalascha. Tivienu lo nomar ela tivienu melamecha misnabin veinin yodin ma misnabin. They were being misnabe and they didn't even know what they were being misnabe. Again, a different chazal than Rashi quotes al ha Torah. So that is relating, that's finishing the brisa and finishing up the answer. Going back for a few moments on the Amud Aleph, though. First, we'll do that Ritva that I mentioned. The Ritva here quotes that, what is the Gemara emphasizing by saying, it should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but they were Zocha. It should have been written by Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was Mechayev. What is the emphasis of that? Says the Ritva, we shouldn't think that, oh, if they, the Bnei Slavcha, wouldn't have asked the question, then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have known or given us this portion of the Torah. And maybe somebody could read Parshas Pinchas and think, hey, well, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say this until they were asked. Maybe there were other sections of the Torah that also Moshe Rabbeinu knew about, but forgot about, that didn't mention to us, and nobody asked about it. So that's why it wasn't given to us. Says the Ritva Chas V'Shalom. Says the Ritva, no. Right, everything, it's just these. That's what it means by Re'uya, right, to read by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kamash Balanatana, Shalo Tomar, Ki Harbe Dvarim Lonis Parshali Yisrael, Mufi Shalo Haya Misha Yishal Alayhem, Kamosha Shalu Al Parshas Benot Slavchadu Makoshesh. Maybe there was somebody that didn't ask the question. No. Kamash Balan Shazaino, Sha'avze, Ilulo Shalu Alav, Hayim Is Parish Lahem. He would have explained it. It's just that they were Zoche, but don't think that this is because there was any other section of the Torah that wasn't told to us that should have been told to us. That's a very important comment of the Ritva. The other comment to get into is the Tosfos here. Tosfos here, the second part. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mekoshesh, Bemisa, and then Mechalem, Mosyumas, but he didn't know. Ask Tosfos, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know the death? Don't we know the rules? Whenever it says Misa in the Torah Stam, it means Chenek. Right, so what was Moshe Rabbeinu's Havamina? Ask Tosfos on the bottom, Yim Tomar, Loya, Lomahayim Mistafek, Hayalola Duna Bechenek, to call Miso Amur Betorah, Stam Chenek. Didn't Moshe Rabbeinu know that? The Yesh Lomar, says Tosfos. The Misvara, Hayaniralo, Shenidon Beskila. No, Misvara, it was nearer that he should get Skila. Ka'oved Avodazara. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that rule, but he thought maybe Shabbos is an exception to the rule. Because Shabbos is like Avodah Zarah. Why? The Bechol Duchta Amar De Domo the Shabbos Avodah Zarah. As the Gemara says in the first parak in Chulin, that if somebody is a Mumar Avodah Zarah, they're a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. That we understand. But if somebody's a Mumar L'Shabbos, he's also a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. So, says Tosfos, maybe that was Moshe Rabbeinu's thought process. Because Shabbos is so unique that it should have been like Avodah Zarah and should have gotten Skila and not just Chenek, and that's why he was Mesupik. Even though he knew the general rule of Stam Misa of Chenek. Right? The uniqueness of Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura quotes that Gemara also. The Mishnah Brura in his Hakdama to Hilcha Shabbos in Chela Gimel The Mishnah Berurah, we know, has two hakdamos. He has the hakdamah to chelek aleph, right, to all of the Mishnah Berurah, and he has the hakdamah to chelek gimel. See, now hakdamah to chelek gimel, he talks about the importance of learning of Hilcha Shabbos and the fact that we all have to learn Hilcha Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah goes through three reasons why Shabbos is so crucial to focus on. Let me just find the line. The Mishnah Berurah here says, and he says, the first paragraph is that Shabbos is some, what are the punishments? We know Shabbos is skila, right? That was the answer. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu's hunch that it wasn't chenek was correct. And it was like Avodah Zarah. But the fact, l'maskana, that it's skila, shows that it is a unique area of halacha. And number two explains the Mishnah Berurah because of the Gemara that Tosas quoted about mumar l'shabbos is a mumar l'chala tzarakula. Number two, unlike other mitzvahs, right? Only Avodah Zarah, which we understand, but Shabbos too. And number three explains the Mishnah Berurah on a more Kabbalistic level. The Gam Tzarech Ladas, Haramach Mitzvah Shebet Torah, the 248 Mitzvahs Aseh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we have to fulfill, and the 365 Losa Aseh. Who keneged Ramach Ivarim Sheba Adam is keneged the 248 limbs in our body. And just like the limbs in our body, just like in our body we have different types of Ivarim, some that are the Neshama are Tuya Bahem and some not. There's the heart and the lungs and the brain, certain limbs that we can't live without. And there are certain others that are terrible if they're affected, but we can live without them. Our pinkies, our this, or that. There are many different limbs. So too says the Mishnah Berurah in terms of mitzvos. There are certain mitzvos that are defining that a Jew can't live without, especially Shabbos, Otsi B'nei Venechem, and others. So Shabbos is one of those defining mitzvos. So for those three reasons, the Mishnah Berurah says, one has to devote their lives, and so much of their lives, to Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is 1/7 of our life. Right, so me, and with Tosefis, it's a little more than 1/7. So we have to make sure that we devote our lives to it. It is such a unique area of halacha. So that's what Tosefis says. Tosefis says, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu knew. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that even though the rule was Stam Mises Chenek, he knew that Shabbos would be unique and different, and therefore he would have to, might have to act differently in this case. Good. The Mekoshe Shir, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but just to mention this, the Mekoshe Shir is, right, it was Chaya Misa, and therefore he had to die for his actions. There is a Tosfos. In the name of the Medrash. Tosfos in the name of the Medrash is quoted on Ahmed Beis. If we turn over, it's on the Gemara that we're probably going to do by the show at the beginning of tomorrow's shiur. But the Medrash says that the Mekoshes was L'shem Shemayim Niskavein. And maybe the Gemara says in Shabbos Adivav, Slavchad was the Mekoshes. We'll have to talk more about that for the Shem in tomorrow's shiur. But Slavchad was the Mekoshes. What does that mean? What do you mean L'shem Shemayim Niskavein? So the Medrash, we'll mention the Medrash now, but we'll review it again tomorrow. The Medrash says that once Slavchad saw that Bnei Yisrael had exerted to be in the desert for 40 years, so people started thinking, oh, not only are we in the desert, Hashem forgot us, we don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore, Torah is not binding anymore. So Slavchad, the Mekoshesh, according to that opinion, wanted to show everybody, no, Torah is still Chai V'Kayim. And therefore he committed Chil Shabbos to be Moser Nefesh, to be able to show Klal Yisrael that Torah is still Chai V'Kayim, you still have to keep Shabbos. Was he allowed to do that? The Naveira Lishma, the Beit Hashem will have to get to that in the discussion. But here, once we're talking about the Mekoshesh, right, so that's true, then it's interesting that it's the Bnos Slavchad and the Mekoshesh, their father. Right, both of them had these two parshios that were nechtev al yadon. One we think is positive, one we think is negative. According to that medrash, it's really somewhat still positive. The question is whether he was allowed to do that or not. In any case, but there is a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Amid Beis. Tan Rabbanan Ma'isa B'Chasid Echad Shenifres Lo Peres B'Doch Sadeu. There was a man who had a fence around his property, and then on Shabbos, some of the fence fell down or got broken, and now he had a big pirtza in his fence. And he had a very valuable fruit tree in his yard. So the question is, what's he going to do? And he remembers, you know what, I'm going to go close it up. You know, I don't want people to come steal my fruit. V'nizkar sheshabbosu. He remembers it's Shabbos. He's like, oh, I can't close it up. I can't close my fence. I can't fix it. This bone, this back of a padish. I can't fix it. It's Shabbos. V'nimna oso chasid v'lo gadra. He didn't. He didn't go fix it up. what happened? V'nasa lo nes. V'olsa bo slaf. What happened? A nes occurred in the open space of the fence, and the slaf bush occurred. Right, and what happened? Slaf is a bush. Some say that the Mekoshesh was gathering the slaf bush. Slaf, right? And that tree that grew there became an unbelievable tree with all the fruit, and he had enough money from that tree for the rest of his life and his family. So that's the story. Says the Ben Yehoyada, there in Shabbos Kufnun, maybe that chassid was a gilgul of slaf chad. That's why slaf, the slaf bush, has very sharp edges of its leaves, and that's why the Tzlaf Chad was his name, maybe based on this story that he was the Mekoshesh with the Tzlaf and the Chad, but explains the Ben Yoyada. So maybe this Chassid was a Gilgal and who was Misakein what Tzlaf Chad did before, even if Tzlaf Chad was Lashem Shemayim. But as we'll see, it's very dangerous to do those kind of things. So he quotes this from Rabbeinu Arizal. Diachasid hu Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. V'oz nitznotzeitz bo nishmas Tzlaf Chad hatzadik. Okay, maybe it's not Gilgal. He says, at that moment, the neshama of Slavchad was in him. Asher chata b'inyan kshishas eitzim b'shabas k'divir Rabbi Akiva v'ata tikin oso chasid v'chasid zu es ma'asehu. Right, and this act, and that's what it means, she matz mimenu v'isa parnasoso parnasos beso ki Slavchad hanu Slavchad v'isa mizeh parnasoso she tikin ma'ashe kilko mikodem v'azonos aslo k'zchuyos b'tshuva ma'al yisa b'hai. And he continues. That's related Gemara to Tzlafchad and the Ben Yoyada there relating to the Mekoshesh. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, back on Amud Beis. Vatam, once we're talking about these psukim, so we speak about the following psukim also. Vatam, on the Moshe, the Elazar, Kohen, the Nesiim, the Beno Tzlafchad came and stood in front of Moshe, Elazar, and all the Nesiim. After Shalomdul of Moshe, Bechulu, right? Is it possible they came in front of Moshe? Moshe didn't know the answer, and then they went to ask others. What does that mean? They came in front of Moshe. This is saying the order that they went in. That can't be. First answer: Ella Saris Hamikra Vidarshehu. Divrei Rabbi Yoshi. Rabbi Yoshi says, okay, flip around the words. They went to Moshe last. It means they went to the other ones first, and they didn't know until they came to Moshe, and then Moshe Rabbeinu they asked. Abachana Nomer Bishur Rabbi Eliezer. No. They were all sitting together. It wasn't that one after another. They were all sitting together. And they went in front of all of them, and then they asked the question. But Micah Miflagi, so what's the machlokas about? Why would Elazar and the Zakenim all be included? Mar Savar, Cholkin, Kavel, Talmud, Makam, Arav. Mar Savar ain't Cholkin. The question is, is it appropriate to give covet to a Talmud if the Rebbe is sitting there? Is that a covet for the Rebbe to give covet to his own Talmud? So that's the machlokas here. If you say cholkin, that's the opinion that says that they went and asked the others in front of Moshe Rabbeinu also. And the one that says ein cholkin not. The hilchza cholkin vilchza ein cholkin, two brises, do we hold that way or not? Kasha hilchza hilchza, hilchza hilchza lo kasha, hadapalag le rabbe yakra, hadalopalag le rabbe yakra. It depends if the Rebbe himself gives covet to the student. If the Rebbe shows covet to the student, then you are showing covet to the students is also fine, right? Because that's a covet for the Rebbe. But if the Rebbe doesn't show, so then one does not show covet to the Talmud in front of the Rebbe, right? This relates to remember Uriah. Uriah might have called someone else Adoni, Yoav, I think, in front of David HaMelech, right? So the question is, giving someone else covet in front of the one who you're ultimately supposed to give covet to. One comment, the Gemara here is clear that if after asking Moshe Rabbeinu a question, you can't go ask anybody else. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Amud HaChachma and obviously the Navi, that's one of the Animamins, but also Toras Moshe, Zichra Toras Moshe Avdi. Right? Hashem even calls the Torah after Moshe. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. There is a great story quoted in the Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros is somebody from the 1800s who put together an encyclopedia of Tanoim and history. It's history. There's a section on people. There's a section on just general history. So in there, the story goes, it's not in mine, because in mine, the Seder Adoros, you see when this is from. The Haskamas to the Seder Adoros are from Rabbi Shua Mikutna, the Beis Halevi, Rabbi Yisrael Galchanan Spector, Vinitziv, Rabbi Salom Mivilna. Those are pretty big Haskamas. Right, so the story goes, Rav Shachtel quotes this story, but that he also wanted a haskama for Reb Chaim. Right, the Beis HaLevi's son. Beis HaLevi gives Haskama here. Maybe it was from the Beis HaLevi, maybe I misunderstood the story. But either way, why? Because there is a section there where he talks about Rabbi Eliyahu miParis and Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Notam. Right, he talks about there. So there, he quotes some also unusual stories. So there is a machlokes in the Meseches Menaches, whether we know Kshatim Lo Seyadecha. Kshiras tefillin. So what do we say that means? You have to put tefillin on every day. Rabbi Eliyahu miParis argues. It says, ukshartim, tie. He holds you have to tie the knot of the tefillin every day. We have our knots made the first time. We get it from our bar mitzvahs. The sofer makes the knots. Done. We don't undo the knots and tie the knots of the tefillin every day. Right? They go in the back of our head and on the shel yad. But Rabbi Eliyahu miParis held, you have to tie it every day. That's what ukshartim means. Rabbi Notam argued. Rabbi Notam says, no, what we do, and that is just put them on. That is the machlokas. So anyway, so the Gemara said that the Gemara Seder Adaris quotes this story. Vishal Rabbi Yaakov El Hanavi, the Adoni Tishal et Erlir miParis Rabbeinu Tam Heich Koshrin Kesher Shel Tefillin Imsarach LaKasher B'Chol Yom Odai BeHiduk O Imsarach Hiduk V'Kshira. What's going on in Shemayim? He has some type of prophetic vision. What's going on in Shemayim? That what do we hold? He quotes this from Rabbi Shmuel Bar Eliyahu MeIvra. He quotes this from earlier sources. So the Navi Karav Mialaf Nemetz Matatron, all discussion, Kabbalistic, and he quotes, Heshev Rabbeinu Yaakov, Tishal at Moshe Rabbeinu Shubakan. Go ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Einatem Koshem Kadas, Ki Akshira Lo B'Shel Yadhi, Ela B'Shel Rosh, V'Tzorach Likshar B'Chol Yom, V'Yarad Rabbeinu Tam Ka'ari, V'Amar Moshe Rabbeinu Ta'ita, Ki Akesher Einatzorach B'Chol Yom, Ela Hiduk, V'Lo B'Shel Rosh, Ela B'Shel Yad. Moshe Rabbeinu says, like Rabbeinu Eliyahu miParis. Rabbeinu Tam starts screaming at Moshe Rabbeinu. Chas v'shalom, how can you say that? And then Rabbeinu Eliyahu comes and he explains why he said what he says. He defends Moshe Rabbeinu. This whole machlokas. Ad shachara, and at the end he says, Ad shachara, aposher Rabbeinu Tam, v'yamon al ragla, v'yikra v'kol gadol, v'yomer Moshe Rabbeinu, raid, v'chein tzakim opamim, v'shiyar Moshe Rabbeinu miyeshiva, v'yomer el Rabbeinu Tam, ani omer shein likshar kesher shel tefillin b'chol yom, v'shalot tzivita ze batorah, shekibaltem yakadosh baruch hu. This is not what you meant. V'hode Moshe Rabbeinu l'dvarav v'yelech lo. That's a quote of a very, somewhat of an unusual story. He quotes this from, I didn't read the first line, V'ra'iti b'sefer Rabbi Azriel Tarbito sefer gadol kasher bosodos v'inyani kabbalah u'besochem ha'ikasev zehamaisa. He quotes that story. So when Reb Chaim or whoever it was saw this story, he says, it's apikarsis. You can't argue on Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't say that Torah is Moshe, Zichra Torah is Moshe Avdi. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was unique and different. What does our Gemara say? If they would have gone to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go to anybody else after Moshe Rabbeinu. It's done. You can't. So they say that he gave the Haskama, but then he saw this, and he said you have to write an Haskama. The whole book's fine, except this page is Apikarsis. But in the Haskama, then, at least in my version, it doesn't have that. Some say that when he went back, it was ready at the publisher. But either way, that's the story that goes along with that page in Seder Hadoros. Okay, let's continue just a little bit more. Says the Gemara Tana, Benot Slavchad, Chachmanios Hain, Darshanios Hain, Tzidkanios Hain. They were wise, they darshined, they were learned, and they were righteous. Chachmanios Hain, how do you know they were wise? Shalafisha Dibru. They dafka went to Moshe Rabbeinu to ask about the Yerusha when he was giving shir about a certain topic. Tamarshal Barab Yislav Malamecha, Moshe Rabbeinu Yosheva Daresh Paparshas Yimin. He was talking about the mitzvah of Yibum. Shenemar, Ki Yishvuachim Yachdav. Amrullah, right, when he was talking about that, they came in. Im keben anu chashuvin, if we're like a son, like in the parasha of Yibum, tzanan lo nolach keben, then give us Yerusha. Im lav, and if not, then it's as if our mother didn't have any sons, tisyabi mimenu. So either way, we're supposed to help out our family in some way. Miyad vayakrev moshes mishpatan lifnei Hashem. Number one. Darshani Osein. They were also Darshanim. Shahayu Omer. So what is Chacham from there? What do you see? A Chacham is someone who asks the right questions at the right time. That's what you see from there. Darshani Osein. Shahayu Omros. Ilu hayalanu ben lo dibarnu. If there was a son, we wouldn't be asking. Meaning there, it doesn't say befeirish in the Torah that a son gets. It says, if there is no son. So you know, they're Darshanios. They're able to say, if there was a son, we wouldn't be asking. Vatanya Bas, there's a brisa that says, what do you mean, a daughter gets? Rabbi Yirmiya Sami Mikan Bas. First day out, that's a mistake. A daughter doesn't get, but Makam Ben. Abaya Amr Afilu Aya Bas Loben. Lo Dibarnu. That's what it meant to say. They meant to say, even if there was a son and there was a daughter to that son, we wouldn't be asking. Meaning, We're not like the tzdukim that say a bas haben should get with the bas, with the ben. No, a bas haben should get with the bas. No. If there was a bas haben, we wouldn't ask that either. That's how you know they're darshanios. They're chachmanios, they're darshanios, and we are up to tzidkanios. We'll just read the first line. Tzidkanios ein shelo nisu ela lo hagin lohem. Tzidkanios, they only married to people who were hagun toward them. We'll have to see what hagun means. We'll have to see what that means. B'Hashem, in the Gemara, that we'll do B'Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.